to be spiritual and all of this stuff. He claimed to be there, and they never experienced him. They never experienced. And how many love books and things we have just in taking human love, where, you know, people live their whole life, and, well, we've got a great love, we've got a great, and yet, and then all of a sudden, before the woman marries, you know, up comes this guy, and he's a bummer, he's, you know, not up the class of that person, and yet they experience something she has not experienced, and that's love. That's what Christ does for us. But what a shame for those. I do feel for the prodigal son type people, but not nearly as much as I do the scribes and Pharisees and religious people who think they're there, and church leaders and all who think they've got it, and they're not even close. To talk to the prodigal son, can't talk to these people. They're there. Okay, thank you. Pleasant prayer. Father, what astounds us as we study and we look at these passages of Scripture is that you do all these things for us. That you have given to us the Spirit to give us this love, to build a home in our soul, that Christ will feel comfortable coming in and supping with us. That you will do all of these things. Father, pray that you'll give us the same heart you gave Paul. This will be our prayer for one another. This will be our prayer for each other. This will be our prayer for other believers. They will come to realize and to know this love, to the power of the Spirit. Give us the same heart that Paul expresses here in regard to one another, as well as Heavenly Father giving us the reality of his own prayer. We praise you for the God that you are. Life is so short that it's over. Not waste the days. Redeem them in friendship and fellowship with your Son, your Spirit, and you. Father, we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. There were 12 teenagers and teachers sat down in a school in Littleton, and our nation, maybe the world, but definitely our nation, made a great deal of that, as we all know. Some 20 children, teenagers, died in a bus. Nothing. Is it just the way people die that this country is going to wake up, or is it, I mean, be, you know, is it we really don't care about them dying? Is this the way people die? Certainly, sat down in school is drastic, but hey, people, dying on a school bus is drastic. I'm sorry. You're young, going to then, bus crashes. Over 20 are killed. This tension doesn't go into anything. So, you know, we're talking about all of these things, what message we're sending, what we're doing. Well, with the violent thing, we can go and we can pass more laws and we can react and all this stuff. And everybody's looking for these blame, as we saw the first in our first study of this thing, and fault and this type of deal and what brings our children to this. And in our study of it, we noted the taking away God from them. But I wanted to hear what kind of message, unconsciously, subconsciously, as we like to say, we send. That a lot dies, we don't really get all upset. But if they die a certain way, we get upset.